Hey there, sports history fan. Arnie Chapman here from the Sports History Network. Now, before you jump into this episode, I wanted to share with you an exciting giveaway we have going on with Home Field Apparel. We have a digital $50 gift card to homefieldapparel.com for one lucky fan of the Sports History Network. All you got to do is head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways to sign up. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways.
Welcome to Football is Family, a podcast dedicated to the fan and fan experience. My name is Jeremy McFarland, and I want to look at the positives behind what makes football so enjoyable to watch and follow. I want to know why you are a fan of your team, of a player, or an era of football. Whether the pros, college, or high school, I want to hear and share your stories and your love for the game. If you want to be part of this podcast, please message me on Twitter at Jeremy_McFarland or on Facebook at the Football is Family Facebook page.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Welcome you back to the Football is Family podcast, and I'm going to do something a little different this week. The 1st of May started what is known as Mental Health Month or Mental Health Awareness Month in around this country, and I wanted to share an interview that Arnie, the football history dude, and I had a few weeks ago. You know, I had a couple of moments in my life lately that I can consider, bucket list. And one of those moments is being on the Football History Dude podcast. I've wanted to be on that since I started listening to podcasts, had the chance. And we talked about my fandom. We talked about some history of the Titans. But we also ended the podcast with this particular interview, talking about my struggles with depression and anxiety. And, you know, I think that this is something that needs to be talked about, not just for, you know, for people my age, but for younger people as well. You know, if somebody has cancer, we can pinpoint it. We can try to do something about it. If somebody has a disease, we can run tests and see these things and hopefully cure it. Why is mental health considered different than that? Just because you cannot see it or put it under a microscope or give it antibiotics doesn't make it less of a burden for the people who have it. And I think this is something that every one of us can think about and look at and say, am I where I need to be? And the big thing that I want to point out with this is, number one, you're not alone in your struggles. Number two, if you are struggling with it, don't try to carry this weight by yourself. There's a lot of people out there who really want to help. I mean, I'm here. If you want to message me, you don't even have to give me your name. Just if you want to message me and talk at Jeremy_McFarland on Twitter, I'm here to listen. This podcast here is to talk football history or sports history if you want to talk about something else. But I also want to make this an avenue for people to take a moment to say, am I right? Am I where I need to be? Where can I go to get better? Where can I go to improve? Where can I go to, for people who understand my struggles and can help me through it? That's what I want this podcast to be. Yeah, we'll talk sports, but we'll also talk life. Just keep in mind, again, that you're not by yourself. You're not alone. The struggles that you may be going through now have been struggled by many different people, have had similar struggles. May not be the same, but it might be similar. But whatever the case is, we are here to help. So this is what this next podcast, this next part of this podcast is about. It's the interview I had with Arnie a few weeks ago. And again, if you ever want to talk, or if you just want somebody to listen, reach out at Jeremy_McFarland on Twitter, and I'm more than willing to listen. Thank you.
Okay. So now you've listened to the post credits, whatever you want, the post song, the hey, go to footballhistory.com and all that stuff. So this is behind the curtain moment. This is some stuff that Jeremy and I talked about after the podcast. A lot of times I have this after the podcast, after the interview, that is the recording session. A lot of times I have these moments where I have what I'm calling, I'm using air quotes, your off the record conversations where I forget to press the record button or I press the stop record button. And then I get into these varying conversations about all sorts of stuff, life and sports and whatever. And Jeremy and I had one of these that we thought would be good to share with anybody that's listening. So we decided let's add it to the post credits here. It's not football related, even though there's some football talk in here, but it's life related. So I understand if you need to skip through this to the end because you're dying to get to some more Sports History Network content, and who can blame you because the Sports History Network is awesome and all of our podcast hosts are awesome as well. But again, I think this is very good for anybody to listen to because you never know who you're going to help. Or maybe you want this message for yourself, whatever it is, and you don't know how you're going to do it. So kick back. Here's a few minutes peeking into Jeremy and me just having a conversation, albeit a second time almost having the conversation. But here's the topic that we talked about. Maybe tell your story a little bit if you want. I just press the recording button, however you want to do it, and I'll find a way.
Oh, okay. Okay. When I was growing up in the 80s and 90s, I was experiencing things that I didn't know how to explain. When I was hit, I might have been 34 or 35. I hit a bottom. I bottomed out, and I got diagnosed with depression and anxiety issues. And in fact, without getting into too much personal things, because you know it can be embarrassing for some to say these things, but I'm not embarrassed. I just want people to know these things. When I had to go to counseling, and I'm still dealing with that now at 42. I started thinking, how could I use my position as a preacher, my position as now a podcaster to help other people? So I got up in the pulpit and I told people I have this. This is what's going on. And it's almost a release to say, but at the same time, you know, you're thinking, well, what are people going to say that their preacher has depression? I had so many people come up to me and hug me. And I had people come up to me later on and said, because of what you said, I'm getting help now. Well, with this podcasting ability, I can choose guests or I can just get on my own. So a few weeks ago, AJ Brown, who's quickly becoming one of my favorite players of all time. He's just a great guy, great player. He came up and said that he contemplated suicide. And you think, well, how could a young man who is good looking, who's going to make a lot of money, who's great at what he does, how could he contemplate suicide? The very fact that a man like AJ Brown could get up and say what he did, that's a man right there who is willing to let his faults or what you would consider faults or his weaknesses strengthen other people. So I wanted to mention that. So I mentioned it and I had, I think it was episode, I can't remember what it was, episode 58. And it wasn't a long episode. Well, about 3 weeks later, I talked to a guy who, before I started recording, said, I heard that episode. Thank you for doing that. You never know what good you can do. You live that life, even with your faults, even with your dings, even with your dents. You never know what good you can do, and you never know who's listening. You never know who's watching.
There you go. I mean, I could keep going on and on about that, but again, I appreciate someone like you who's willing to step out on the limb and be willing to open up the vest, whatever you want to say, you know, like say, hey, this is what's going on. Because the thing is, everybody has something in their life that they're struggling through, dealing with, has I don't know what the words to say it right now, but they're almost like, I don't know what to do. And I even got to that point one time, and I don't know what, you can throw any kind of label you want on it, but for lack of better terms, I got anxiety, I'll call it, you know, when I was dealing with, so I went and I opened up a plant down in Texas, and for the same company I still work for, which I worked for back then, I wasn't ready for it from a management perspective or anything like that. It was so much going on in my life that it really got me. Like I said, like I never had dealt with that before, not being able to sleep, not being able to, like, you know, the heart racing type of thing. And I took the path of, at first, oh, there must be something physically wrong with me, right? Just like most people do. It's just, you know, I'll fight through it. I'll put some dirt on it. I'll rub through it, you know, because that's always a phrase you had used in football, for instance. You know, it's, oh, you got hurt, let's put some dirt on it. It's just a flesh wound type of deal. But then it's when you're able to, like you said, really open up and think about it and be willing to get to the point where you can accept that, you know what, it doesn't mean that this is a weakness of mine or it's a flaw or whatever you want to call it. It's something that I'm aware that's there, and I'm going to be able to just strengthen the muscle to be able to work on, you know, being able to work with people and with others to be able to get past this and through it and then help everybody come along with it. So I think that's why I like that. I did listen to that episode. You know, that one as well. I told you I haven't been able to listen to everything on the network, but I appreciated that type of episode and being able to share that as well.
You never realize how strong you are until you take about two steps back and look at where you came from. The very fact, Arnie, that I can stand up here and, first off, I'm not going to go into specifics, but I shouldn't be here right now. I shouldn't be here right now. It's because I have, at the time, I had two loving kids. I had a loving wife. She's still there with me, despite all that I've been through. And I had loving parents, and I had a church family that surrounded me and helped me. My grandmother, my granny, when I told them all that I was going through, they were willing to pull me up. And they said, you're not alone. And that's one thing, I always felt like there was something wrong with me. I was alone. No one would understand. And when I get up and say, this is what I'm going through, there are people out there that says, you know what? I got you. I understand that. Well, technically, they don't understand what I'm going through. They're going through something on their own, but they're in the same ballpark as you. And I've said this on a couple of my episodes. You're not alone in this. Last year, in August, and we're still having some issues here in Waverly, Tennessee. There was a flash flood that ended up killing 21 people. Seven-month-old twins got swept away from their dad. Her dad was holding on to them. They got swept away. And I talked to the dad, and I was just blown away. I didn't know that was him. This, when this is filmed, it's on the 19th, or recorded on the 19th. On the 17th of February, our school system was let out because of bad weather. And I thought, that's not going to have any bearing on anybody. Just go to school. But one of the parents said, well, Jeremy, there's still a lot of kids here who are scared to death of storms because of the flood. It didn't dawn on me. Of course, you're like, duh, Jeremy, you should know these things. But it didn't dawn on me that the physical can get cleared up pretty quick. The mental part, if it's not addressed, will never get cleaned up. And in fact, I had a guy who recommended a book to me, and I still haven't been able to find it. It said, feelings buried alive are never dead. If you're dealing with things right now and you try to bury them and push them aside, they're never gone. That's why you never realize how strong you are until you go and face these things. So I encourage people who are experiencing, you know, anxiety. I remember I married my cousin and her husband. I did their wedding on Thanksgiving at my aunt and uncle's house. I was wearing a pair of blue jeans and a button-up shirt, very informal. I grabbed my wife and said, Katie, I'm having a heart attack. It was a panic attack. Didn't know what it was. Why in the world at that moment was that? when you start digging in, you start to see there's things out there that you cannot, you have to face head on, or it's going to kill you. It's literally going to eat you alive.
Yeah, I fully understand that from that right there. I didn't experience that as much, but yeah, trying to get in, you know, through meditations or other type of avenues that I've gone through to try to figure out how do you, for lack of better terms, I don't know, bog through the muddy waters, if I'm even saying that right. But yeah, it's easy for people to say, put your tough hat on, just get through it. But that doesn't really do anything. So again, I'm with you here for anybody that, you know, wants to even chat about something, if nothing less.
Yeah. Message me. You don't even have to give me your name. I don't have to know your name. I'm here to listen. I do this for a living, but also, it doesn't matter who you are. I want to hear, I want to listen. And I know that there are people out there that want to listen. So don't feel like you're alone. You're not alone. You're not by yourself. You have avenues to help. And I want to point out this here, Arnie, and this would probably be a good way to close with this. When somebody says that they are thinking of suicide, take it serious. Take it serious. Maybe they're trying to get attention, but if you don't act upon it, it will be on your conscience for the rest of your life. You might be the reason somebody stays alive right now. You never know that. So I can tell you in my profession, I had a I was a youth minister in Georgia. And a few years later, you know, I went to preach where I am now. And I got a message from that person saying, thank you for what you did back then. I didn't even remember doing anything, but she did. You never know what good you can do. So always be ready. Always be ready. You can do something good tonight.
Again, thank you for listening through to this. I hope that it gave you anything that you might need from it. And if you can think about ways to help anybody out, like we said, we're always there ourselves. Doesn't matter who you are, what you are, where you're at, just reach out. But I suppose I got to give this one last special closing again to Jeremy. Dude, I'm through if you're through.
This podcast is sponsored by Play Classic Sports Simulation Board Games, spelled with two A's, PLAAY. Realistic board game recreations of professional football, hockey, baseball, NASCAR, golf, and more. They cover 9 sports in all, with a 10th, basketball, coming in 2022. You can relive great sessions of the past, create what-if matchups from different eras, and much more. It's fun. So if you're into sports history, you should check them out. That's Play with two A's, PLAAY, classic.com. And don't forget to use the code SHN at checkout and get 10% off your first order.
Hey, are you ready for some football? Some fantasy football? How about some daily fantasy football? Silly questions, right? Of course you are. You're ready to talk some smack and win some cash every Sunday and Thursday and Monday and whenever there's football games. The Sports History Network invites you to play your daily fantasy football this season at ThriveFantasy.com. Thrive Fantasy offers hundreds of thousands, millions in cash every day on NBA, MLB, PGA, golf, cricket, esports, and of course, NFL football. And just to get the 2021 NFL season started right, Thrive Fantasy is holding its $100,000 guaranteed contest with a $20,000 first prize. Sign up with Thrive Fantasy today to get a 100% match bonus on your first deposit for up to $100 in free daily fantasy football play. Visit sportshistorynetwork.com/thrive. That's THRIVE. Or enter promo code SHN when depositing at the cashier. Join Thrive Fantasy today, earn cash prizes, and support great shows like this at the Sports History Network. Now that's a win-win-win situation for you to kick off your own NFL season.
At the Sports History Network, we're all about sports yesteryear, and so we're so pleased to introduce you to Row One, an online memorabilia gallery and shop that brings your sports history to life anywhere. The Row One gallery includes over 5,200 gorgeously reproduced prints of team posters, game program covers, game tickets, advertisements, and more in baseball, pro and college football, pro and college basketball, and more. And any gallery item may be printed in a variety of sizes on wood, metal, canvas, acrylic, or poster paper. And in Row One shop, check out the thousands more of unique items with a retro and historical designs dating back to 1876, including t-shirts, long sleeve shirts, phone cases, mugs, blankets, pillows, towels, and even shower curtains. Go to sportshistorynetwork.com, ROW number one, for access to the full Row One catalog and for gallery prints and gift items. Plus get a 15% discount off all prints on the Row One Pictorum Gallery with coupon code SHN15. Follow the link on the show notes.
Hey there, Sports History fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
The Pigskin Tales podcast is all about the lesser-known pro football players. Yes, there are stories about the ones we know, like Brad Tarkenton and Harold Red Grange. But have you ever heard of Ernie Nevers? How about Dave Osborne or even Grady Alderman? These men created their own path to the NFL. How did they do it? Listen to the Pigskin Tales podcast, now streaming on your favorite music platform. Go to pigskintales.com.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.